our view is that when we sit down with the council and we explain to them exactly what it is that we're proposing, then their view might start to change.
Do you think a CPO will actually come to pass then?
No, I don't. I don't think it's an appropriate instrument, and I don't think that it would work. CPO is generally used where one party is trying to piece together a site and there might be a belligerent owner in the middle who is standing in the way of progress. That's not the case here. I mean, the idea is to use the CPO process to take a site from someone who bought it on the open market and give it to someone else who at the time didn't buy it on the open market, and that seems to us to be wrong. But in any event, when you drill down into what CPO is all about, the council, if they were to pursue a CPO, would have to prove that their plans for the site, which would be to establish an airport, are socially, economically and environmentally better than our site, which is for large mixed-use development. And I just don't think that would succeed.